So for somebody with a closed mindset to be able to have an open mindset, they have to delve deep into things they enjoy doing. Or not necessarily that, but they have to experiment. Like in art class, I found that I like painting and everything, but I found that using plaster, I was able to like get my creativity open, and I know what I'm doing when I do it. And you open your mind to something that you didn't think you would have an interest for. Like, I like using clay, and I like doing this modeling stuff more because I'm more of a hands-on type of person. Like, painting, I like doing it, but I'm too much of a perfectionist, even though I don't have the skills as other students. I want to be able to have, like, those perfect lines, and it's not about that, but with these, I can see something getting formed, even if it's not perfect. I can see what it's going to be before I even start it.
No way, really?
Yeah.
And see, I don't have that ability with 3D
stuff. So, I have that, and I think if people experiment with different things, like maybe somebody, it just doesn't necessarily have to be for art, but in English, even when they're writing, we all have different writing styles, and if we experiment with those, you're able to open up and find a new way of doing things.
And find what is your passion and what you really want to do.
Yeah.
And then you'll have more of a growth mindset because...
Yeah, you want to open up to other concepts. You want to be able to say, hey, I've tried this, it didn't work out, but this next thing didn't work out for me. Or you can take two things that didn't work out, put them together, and turn it into something else.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.